B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
So you asked a question earlier about Doug referencing the seven opening drives where the Eagles got points. So you gave Andrew the test. You put him and said, did find out if it was more Foles or if it was more Wentz. So, Andrew, do you have the results?
I have the results, and I also did the two playoff games as well.
Oh, that a guy.
But I'll start with the regular season, because in the playoffs, they actually got a field goal and a touchdown on those first two drives. Chicago, they got a field goal and a touchdown against the Saints, both with Foles.
Foles.
So, during the regular season, there were five games for Nick Foles. He finished with one touchdown, one field goal, one interception, and two punts.
Okay.
So those were his five regular season games. If you add the two playoff games, it's two touchdowns, two field goals.
All right.
Carson Wentz in 11 games finished with three touchdowns, so more touchdowns, but zero field goals, seven punts, and there was a fumble on one of the first drives.
Wow. Okay, so he's 3-7? 3-8?
Three and eight because they fumbled one, yeah.
Okay, so where did Doug get the seven from?
He counted the two playoff games.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
And just like I thought, four were with Foles.
Yep. And he played less games.
I mean, that's unbelievable. Foles is 4-7, and Carson's 3-8 on opening drives.
Yeah.
Now, I want to point out, because I pointed this out last year. We pointed it out during the preseason this year. We pointed it out after week one. Carson Wentz, his first game back last year was against the Colts. They went right down the field, scored a touchdown the first drive. They did hurry up, no huddle offense the entire first drive. When's the last time you've seen that happen?
Right.
I'm in the ad screaming for that ball.
I want you to go back, check your tape from the Eagles-Colts game last year, and you will see him go boom, 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 right down the field.
It's funny. I was talking, my cousin was, we were talking about this. How in the world, you got to go hurry up. It gets into a rhythm. But clearly, listen, all right, these numbers mean something. Now what? Like what? We need somebody to extrapolate and tell us what we believe is true, that he runs a better offense with Foles than he does Wentz.
Yeah.
4-7 versus 3-11.
Wow. That's crazy.
And then if you count this year, 3-13.
Yeah. And an area where they need to be better. It's not the be-all, end-all.
But it's
but
still,
chasing
he's
games
running,
is not good.
It still feels like at times his script is Foles-ish.
Yeah, with the RPOs.
Again, this is all out of feel. It's not, you know.
Now, you put Andrew to the test there to get the results, and you didn't know what the result would be, but the result is exactly what you thought it would be.
Listen, it just
based on your eyes.
It feels that way.
Yeah.
Well, I just gave you what it felt like. What did it say? You know your team?
Yeah, exactly.
You know the analytics.
Yep, and it bared out there. Absolutely. All right, the odds, Anthony, for Jalen Ramsey and his team by or after the 2019 NFL trade deadline. The number one team with the best odds is always the incumbent. In this case, it is as well. Plus 200 for the Jaguars. Because they control it. So that makes sense. So take them out of the equation. The next best odds at plus 250. How about your boy Spags and the Chiefs?
Yeah.
Could they be interested in Jalen Ramsey and Big Red?
Well, I know they're interested.
Yeah, why wouldn't they be? Spags would have a job in the league if he wasn't interested. You know? About one of the great corners in the game.
Right.
Passing league. The next best odds, double the Chiefs odds at 250. At plus 500 is the New York Raiders. Or the Oakland Raiders. The New York Raiders.
the New York Giants. The Las Vegas Raiders.
The Las Vegas Raiders. At plus 600, how about your Philadelphia Eagles and the New England Patriots? Plus 600.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Jets at plus 800, the Seahawks, who were mentioned earlier, along with four other teams. So five in total, Seahawks, Packers, Browns, Cowboys, and 49ers, all plus 1,100.
Yes.
All right. So that seems to be the teams that will be vying for the services. And of those teams, you have the NFC teams, you obviously have the Eagles, Seahawks, Packers, Cowboys, 49ers as the other NFC teams. If you're picking an NFC team other than the Eagles you wanted to go to, you're probably going to say the 49ers.
Yes.
but we want him here in Philadelphia, so screw the 49ers. But Eagles and Patriots plus 600. If he goes to the Patriots, I got to tell you, I'm indignant. I'm massively perturbed.
They're going to make a play. You know that's you know they are. They're in.
Yep.
You just got to beat. You got to win. You got to win the sweepstakes.
But that's also in their division.
The Jalen Ramsey sweepstakes.
But that's the thing. It's Jacksonville's also in that division. So do they want to trade him to the Patriots where they got to see him twice a year?
Yeah.
You know, that's probably not the case.
All right. So on the text board, Jim from the Pop says, all right, but what about 2017? Felt like the offense moved quickly in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my retort is that's irrelevant. Because Reich and DeFilippo are were there in 2017, and they're not here. They weren't there last year and this year.
Yeah, they hadn't gotten their hands on Foles yet in regular season play.
But Doug had someone else to lean on.
Yeah. Yeah, there was clearly different influence, different chemistry.
And this got to get fixed right quick.
Yeah. 610-632-0975. Let's go to the Northeast and talk to Dustin. What's up, Dust?
Yo, fellas. What's going on?
What's up, buddy?
Great show as usual. Whenever I get the chance, I'll call and talk to you guys.
Thank you.
Listen, last week I talked to you guys, and I told you I wasn't scared about that defense, and I wasn't scared about our defensive backs. I don't know if you guys remember that.
I remember, yeah.
But I am absolutely terrified right now. And
spoken like a true Eagles fan.
I am. Ronald Darby, I don't know what is wrong with this dude, but go back and take a look at his stats from the other night, and this is what really freaked me out. He got targeted like 12 times, and he let up like 197 yards on a touchdown.
Yeah, and there was a couple behind him that they just didn't complete to, where they were open.
If they, I forget the little fast. It wasn't Ridley; it was the other little fast guy. He should have had a touchdown, but Matt Ryan overthrew him by like 4 or 5 yards. But it was very scary because he looked absolutely hard. You know who he reminded me of? He reminded me of when we got Nnamdi Asamoah, and Nnamdi came in and was absolute garbage.
He was playing, you know, it's a shame because he just was playing out of position. Like, the defense, really, for Asamoah didn't fit him. He wasn't an all-around corner. He was a guy that played, that it was always press man on a bigger receiver.
And I'm telling you, Darby looked confused out there. So my main point, I got two more points I want to make, but my main point is you do whatever you got to do to bring Jalen Ramsey in here, because right now this is the team that you have to roll with to win, because you have so much talent on the offense. If you can figure out that defense a little bit better. And the thing I did like about Schwartz was he's bringing a lot more pressure. And he brought Philadelphia defense back to us that we've been dying to see for the past 2 years.
Yes.
And he keeps bringing that pressure. And if you get a Jalen Ramsey in here, I'm really mad that they didn't try harder for the guy from the Dolphins.
Minkah Fitzpatrick.
Minkah Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. He's more of a safety. So, you know, I wouldn't turn my nose up at Minkah Fitzpatrick because I think he's a player. Jalen Ramsey's the guy you want to get.
I think you got to, I agree with you. I think you do whatever you got to do to get this dude. Now, my second point, nobody's talking about it, but I really didn't hear this name ever brought up all season yet. But why can't they reach out? Is Wisniewski on any team? Is he signed? Can we bring him in? Because Salamalu, you want to talk about Nelson Aguilar having Waldos for hands? This dude's got Waldos for feet, man. And he looks softer than the Michelin man out there. Like, it's horrible. What happens when we play the Los Angeles Rams and Aaron Donald just has a field day on him, and then we're in the same situation? Yeah,
funny enough, though, the last two times they played the Rams, Donald didn't get a single sack. That's the odd thing. Against some of those great pass rushers, the Eagles did really well. Against guys like Donald, J.J. Watt, they performed extremely well. I think against Khalil Mack, nothing.
Now, Doug was asked about Salamalu.
Real quick, I know that Jacksonville, I misspoke. They're in the same conference as New England, not the same division. So people could stop sending me the messages now.
Yeah, I figured you knew that, so yes. I'm not going to correct you.
They're in the AFC East. You know,
certain things. Well, inside radio for a second. If a partner misspeaks about something, you don't correct them because there's no need to correct. They know, we all know what he meant. So you don't want to be a J.O. Yeah. and correct someone. That's why
it doesn't go for the same for social media.
When you go for 20, you know, when you're talking 20 hours, you're in the middle of a conversation, you're going to misspeak at times. That's how that works. All right, but Doug did defend Sayamalu vociferously.
Yeah, maybe not. Don't try and die on that hill, Doug, because he was not good. But something always seemed a little off, Anthony, with the Wisniewski Eagles marriage.
Yeah, I don't know. I agree with you. He's a free agent, by the way.
Mm-hmm. He's only 30 years old.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I always thought he was decent.
Yeah, I did too. But the other thing that's weird is Peters didn't like playing next to him. Like, we heard those stories. And, like, I don't know. He's a guy that's versatile, that can play some center, guard. So, something always seemed off. I think he had some weird, like, kind of ominous tweets at one point, too, when they didn't resign him. So I don't know what the issue was or what it is or whatever, but he's a free agent, and I would say that's probably unlikely that they're going to bring him in for help. They're a little banged up, though. Do you move Vitae over into that guard position?
You know, the problem is that you want him, you know, you saw JP go down, you know, and he does that, right?
Like, third time. In the middle of games, by the way.
Right. Well, you know, he's going to miss a snap or two.
So, okay, do you move Vitae into that left guard position? And if JP goes down, you go to Dillard. You're talking about the rookie.
Yeah, he did go out there in the Falcons game. He actually looked good.
Yeah, one play.
All right, but still was against a top pass roster.
No, you're right. 6-1-0
Peters all night.
610-632-0975.
I can't complain about it. One thing I'll never do, you'll never hear me complain about Jason Peters. He is a great player. He's a Hall of Famer.
16 years now?
And he's still, like, he busted it, man. Like, he's still out there busting. I got mad respect for Jason Peters.
Yeah, he'll be in the Hall of Fame upon eligibility.
He's a tough dude. He's a great, he's just a tough, tough dude.
Yeah, he's an all-timer Philadelphia Eagle. And we'll be a Hall of Famer. 610-632-0975. That's Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez. This is the Midday Show, and it's right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, let's talk a little DraftKings. You know, listen, we need games, right? The action on the games are here, and you're in New Jersey, and you have DraftKings.com. That's right. The DraftKings Sportsbook can get in all the action with their best offer yet. Now, for a limited time, all users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. More on that in a second. DraftKings Sportsbook is America's top-rated sportsbook app. And with the football season underway, they got great promotions running all month long. How about this one? The Beast. DraftKings running a special NFL insurance promo. Bet on a team to win. If they score at least 24 points, your bet is safe. DraftKings will credit back your wager if your team goes on to lose. Got some big college games this week. Michigan, Wisconsin, Jason. Wow, that's a great one.
Big Ten.
Penn State, Maryland. How about that?
That's a walk in a park.
I don't know. I don't think it's a walk in a college park. I have to. Temple beat them, but I think Maryland's going to rebound. Penn State doesn't have the TU D-backs.
Yes.
DraftKings.com/Fanatic right now. You get your deposit bonus up to $500. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey only. Deposit bonus up to $50 instantly. Remainder requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See the site for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic. Earlier today with Gargano and Martinez.
And it just tells you the state of this team health-wise and after that brutal, physical game.
And they're coming into a situation where they're going to play Sunday and next Thursday. This banged up this early. I mean, this is crazy, right? It's disturbing.
Yeah, I don't remember ever a Eagles team like this where, you know, you've had catastrophic injuries, but nothing where it's been this widespread. You know, it's the worst time to play two games in five days. It's the worst time for it.
Brought to you by Dietz and Watson's all-new Dietz Nuts, the world's first meat nut in original smoked sausage and honey maple flavors. Get info at DietzandWatson.com. Now, here are Anthony Gargano and Jason Mertidis.
All right, 12:24 on the Midday Show. We need a cop. I should get Agent Gallo to check in. Because I need someone to make a read. And he's got to read Doug. Are you ready? This is Doug on Carson. This is Monday's news conference. Take a listen.
We're looking at Carson in practice on Wednesday.
Carson Wentz?
Yeah.
No, Carson, not Daly.
All right.
Johnny Carson. Did he practice?
Carson Wentz.
That's classic misdirection.
Wentz. All right. One more time.
We're looking at Carson in practice on Wednesday.
Carson Wentz?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. Jeff goes, yeah, Carson Wentz. Like, who do you think I'm talking about?
And a little bit after that, he still was like, yeah. Like, he kind of was like, yeah, right? All right, this is him today when Jeff asked again if Carson will be able to practice.
Would Carson practice today if you had to practice?
Carson?
Yeah.
He's fine. Yeah.
We'll be
walking.
Yeah, he's fine.
Oh, man, he's full of crap.
Now,
sorry, I just got to... That's my read.
Now, again...
Somebody's not being truthful here.
Like, we don't know, right? So we don't know. However, I've been worried about Carson ever since he took that hit. All right? He looked... That interception was not him. It was not the way he had been playing. He had nothing on that throw. And it looked like he was in pain. All right? That's what it looks like. Again, just watch from TV. That's what it looked like. I'm not telling you the gospel. I'm just giving you what it felt like. And it looked like. Second half, after, say, I don't know, you get a tortoise shot, you come out, boom. Not feeling no pain, ready to go. So I don't, you know, they cancel practice, which never happens. They're all banged up. Would it be a leap to say that Carson is also banged up? I don't know.
Evan, there's a piece of birthday cake on the floor. Did you drop that and not pick it up? Birthday cake? What birthday cake?
Yeah, he's fine.
Well, it's your birthday. Birthday cake? Yeah, I said birthday cake. I mean, come on. Did we just fall? He's a bad... I want to play poker with Doug. Doug, you holding aces? Aces.
Now, part of...
No, of course not.
Now,
I have 7-2.
Now, listen. I don't blame Doug, but don't... This is not a grand inquisition to where, you know, like, I'm giving him... I'm going to waterboard him, right? Mm-hmm. Quantico. This is not it, right? Or Guantanamo Bay. Like, I'm not giving you that, right? I understand... That if you're Doug and Carson's the least bit banged up, you don't want it out there. So I understand it. So if he is, like, you know, I don't blame Doug. I also think what makes Doug a really good coach is that he keeps it on 100 all the time with his players, and he's not a liar, which is a compliment to him.
Yeah. No, you're right. And they don't want to divulge too much. I get that.
So, you know, this is where I give him that. You understand? Like, I give him that little...
Yeah.
Like, dude, I think you're BSing, but I understand it.
You understand why. You don't fault him for BSing, but again, it doesn't do anything to quell your nerves about Carson at this moment or going into Sunday. I mean, I think... If they get out on the practice field tomorrow, that quells it a little bit. You go, all right, he was out there. He was a full participant. He's not listed on the injury report. But until tomorrow, and we hear that that's the case, I don't know. Like, the injuries and everything, the way it went down on Sunday, was very strange.
Listen, I hear you.
The whole thing's very strange. And I wonder what people, you know, with the players in the locker room, like how was all of this kind of come about so quickly in a game? I've heard these theories about they opened up the roof and the extra humidity comes in and cramping. But
which actually, he's not. I don't think he's crazy.
Well, they didn't blame cramping, though. They said one's a groin.
Yeah, I don't know. But when you have a calf, I mean, the calf is that.
Yeah.
VG on the text board. How many Carsons are on the roster? He keeps doing this to buy time.
Yeah.
I can hear the gears in his head churning when they ask about Carson and he clarifies Carson?
Yeah. Like he's got six Carsons on the roster.
Oh.
It's not good. It's the midday show. Let's get back to the phones. Let's go. You want to head to, this guy's at the end of his season. The pool man. Son of a flag. What's up, pool man?
Yo, pool man.
Hey, man. How you doing?
What's happening, pool man?
Your hands always smell like bleach and chlorine.
No, not really. Sometimes.
But you're not really a pool man?
No, I am a pool man.
Okay.
My thing is, does it not seem like Andy Reid is coaching again? We pass so much and run so little, and that was like Andy Reid's MO.
Yeah, I mean, I hear the argument, but you also got to remember how they're playing you.
Right.
Like, they're playing you when Deshaun goes out of the game, they're playing you with a safety, they're creeping the safety up, so they're really filling the box. And when you're facing that kind of front, you're supposed to pass it.
All right. I can understand.
You know football. I don't need to tell you that.
I mean, most definitely, but it's like we're hardly ever running a rock at all. And when we do, I swear it's some of the worst timing or play calling, I should say.
Yeah, listen, I don't like the way first of all, I hate all the RPOs. I hate the zone read. I hate running out of shotgun. I hate that. I mean, to me, you want to run it, you run it. And I would run Howard more, and I'd have Carson on the center.
Oh, most definitely.
So I agree with you. I do. I mean, there were times in that game where I thought they should have ran the ball a little bit more.
Yeah, they should have came out running. They should have definitely came out running.
Now, I think they did, all right? So I think they originally, the original game plan, pool man, was to come out because they were in 12 personnel. So they were in two tight ends. So with two tight ends, you could have some fun with that where you can run the ball. And then you got two fleet-footed tight ends. Then you could do some play action. But it all got blown up because Goddard got hurt, and you can't run 12 personnel with just one tight end.
He is our blocking tight end.
So I think that's kind of what happened. To be fair to Doug, I think that's what happened.
All right.
Yeah.
But I'm just hoping that they run more during the season, whether we got the weapons there or not, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not as run nuts because I have, you know, because to me, you got Wentz and Deshaun Jackson and outside Jeffrey. When that group's healthy, like, I want to sling it because there'll be plenty of times to be able to run it through the pass.
Defense is a playoff for that, and you can just run it all day once they start to secondary back.
Yeah, I agree. It's a good call, pool man.
All right, pool man.
All right, man, thanks.
See you later, brother.
Got to close a couple more pools up. Good to go.
Closing season.
Yeah. Got to winterize. Winterize the pool. Close up the pipes. You know what I mean? You don't want them bursting.
Do you think Doug was confused with Carlos Carson, former receiver, former Eagle for 1 year? Come on, I'm looking up other people with the name Carson in Eagles history. There was one, Carlos Carson.
Well, there was Bud Carson.
And he was recently elected into the Chiefs Hall of Fame the year after Doug left as the offensive coordinator. Could
be it. There's not a lot of Carsons out there. I mean, let's be real here.
Oh, you mean, Carlos Carson? You mean him? Former receiver?
Carson? Carson?
Carson Wentz? Like, that's such a bad misdirection.
What he's thinking.
So, what am I going to say?
So, here's a question I have, you guys. If he's BSing, is it going to come out at some point this week that my man's not 100%?
Carson Wentz?
Are you talking about Carson Wentz or Carson Daly?
Or Carlos Carson?
Yeah. Or Johnny Carson?
Well, seriously.
You see on the injured list is probable, ribs.
Like, you worried about that?
Yes. I'm going to be worried until the game is completed on Sunday.
He's going to play, but he's not 100% healthy already. It's going to, it'll probably be on the list, probable.
And you know how it is. You do not want to put a bullseye on Carson. And you, if he's got a rib deal, it's one of the reasons why I wouldn't say it either. But he's got a rib deal, and you got the Lions coming, and what are the Lions going to do? They're going to be seeking out Carson.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be looking at bullseye.
You mean Carson Palmer? Isn't that guy on that one, the Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, Carson Kressley? There's another Carson. I'm trying to think of famous Carsons.
You Googled that.
Yeah, I did. I saw
there's no way you knew that.
I was going to say, Carson Kressley.
By the way, I'm currently DMing back and forth with a cop, and he's giving me his insight. You want me to
read?
Yeah,
I do.
He goes, I don't think Doug was full of bleep, but there is definitely some bleep that has him concerned enough to not have practice. Carson is sore. I don't think he's injured, but they're trying to control the narrative. They wouldn't even let him, Carson, go to the podium because clearly he's hurting.
Yes. Yes, that's a great read.
This is a shell game we're getting put into today. This is the three-card Monty. On the boardwalk. You never win the three-card Monty. So the whole thing this morning. Okay, so let's take this a step further.
You ever watch somebody do that?
Yeah, you can't figure it out.
It's amazing, you know, if you're in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never forget. It was like I was at the Post, and I was a rare time in the office. I took a walk. And, like, you could see the... all the rubes gathering around.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, of course, somebody wins. Like, they have someone in the audience who wins. You! Yep. Oh, look how easy it is to win.
Yep.
Put your money down.
They sucker you in.
And I'm watching these people. I'm going, don't do it.
Yep.
Oh, you may win a couple times,
but long run, you lose.
It was unbelievable. Yep. I was like, look at this going.
You get the shill. It's, so this morning, let's take this further. Because this morning, the first kind of element of this was Carson's not going to speak today. He was taken off the list. And then the second element goes, well, he wasn't taken off the list. They just forgot to add him to it. So now he's going to speak at his locker and not the podium.
Hold on.
Later.
Let's forget the starting quarterback.
Yeah. When it was on the original list. And it so much so, Anthony, that when the list was sent out and we got it here at our radio station, we sent that engineer down to the facility so we could carry it. So they didn't forget it then. But this morning they forgot it and they took him off. And then they said, well, since we took him off,
it's easy to forget the starting quarterback.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to forget anybody, you might as well make it him, right? So then they say, well, since we took him off by accident, now he can't speak at the podium. He's going to speak at his locker, right? Okay, this is BS alert going off like crazy, right? And then it's, we've canceled practice, and people kind of going bananas, but no, we didn't cancel it. We're just doing a walkthrough in lieu of a regular practice
on
Wednesday.
So all the guys that are banged up can get... Listen, I don't blame him for doing any of this stuff.
This is bananas.
All right? I don't blame him for doing any of this stuff. But it is bogus. Like, it is. I mean, I saw
your BS meter's going fire.
Like, I saw it Monday when he said that. It was bogus.
Yep.
But I don't blame him. What's the matter? What did Tyrone say?
No, I have a tweet from Rob Domofsky. Covers the Packers for ESPN. Matt LaFleur is not putting the Packers through a regular practice today. Rare for a Wednesday leading into a Sunday game. But he said the team is a little banged up right now. And he has an eye on the Thursday game next week.
So he's doing the same
thing. They're doing the exact same thing.
Okay. Yeah, that's not out of character. My thing
is... Yes, it is. This early? Yes,
yeah, this early. But, I mean, like, look, if you're banged up, it makes sense to do that with the two games.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah, which is part of the reason why Thursday night football is an issue. But that being said, it's for the Eagles, it's more of the all of these things in the same day. And then you couple that with when Doug was asked Monday, and we heard his response, Andrew, and then when he was asked today about Carson Wentz, and you heard the response today. Like, my eyebrow went up immediately when I heard it Monday, and it went up even further when I heard it today. The way he responds to the question from Jeff McClain about Carson Wentz is
Come in real quick, Ty.
Classic.
Ty, come in, because you think Carson's fine.
Does he?
Yeah, he thinks Carson's fine.
Let's take a timeout.
I hope you're right.
So we don't get run jammed up here.
I hope you're right, but I want you to hear
instant reaction.
I want you to hear it again, and I want to talk to you about it because I hope you're right.
You don't feel it though.
Carson Wentz.
Ty's got some convincing.
I think the cop that Andrew's talking to is right on.
We got cops on the payroll.
No, I do. I think he's right on. I think it's not that he's injured, but he's banged the bleep up.
Yeah, he doesn't want to get into any of it. I get it. He's protecting the guy. I don't fault him for it.
No, I can say that. It's fine. I applaud him for it.
Yeah. To me, it seems relatively obvious what's going on. You know, when you laugh it off, how about Carson who?
To me, it seems relatively obvious. You watch all those cop shows, man.
Now I love cop shows.
It's all Detective Martinez.
Yeah, Inspector Clueless over here. It's the Midday Show. We'll get Tyrone's Insta reaction when we return and bring the heat at the top of the hour. It's the Midday Show. That's Anthony Gargano. I'm Jason Martinez. We're right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Let me tell you about the Rothenberg Law Firm. Now, as sports radio hosts and as fans, we talk about our great Philly teams, our players, their injuries, and their stats. And every sports fan knows how important stats are. They measure success and figure out what's working. Well, when I saw the stats at the Rothenberg Law Firm, I was blown away. Yeah, I've known that Allen and his firm have been winning here in Philly for years, but it's even bigger than that. So listen to these stats. Did you know that they've been winning for injured people for nearly 50 years? Did you know that they've helped thousands and thousands of people with all kinds of injury cases? And did you know that they've won billions of dollars for injured people? That's billions with a B. Now, you don't have to be a manager of a team to know that these guys are winners. The stats say it all. So if you're injured and you want to win, here's the deal. Make the call to the Rothenberg Law Firm. I know this to be true. They're not going to stop until they win for you. So here's the number to call. 1-800-624-8888. That's 1-800-624-8888. Or you can always hit them up on their website, injurylawyer.com. Again, the website is injurylawyer.com.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, man.
Carson Wentz?
Yeah.
Come on, pal.
What up?
What up? So, Karate Mark.
In the house.
His beautiful wife.
Hanging out.
They have a great trip going. They're going to, Alicia was telling me, they're going to Amsterdam.
Oh, not a bad place to start.
Brussels.
All right.
Bruges, which is my favorite. I loved Bruges.
Mm-hmm.
And Luxembourg.
Mm.
It's a great trip.
Luxembourg.
Fly the 2 hours of Lithuania while you're out there. Come on.
I want to go there. Tunis, so I want you to take me. But they're going to Bruges, is one of my favorite places.
I want to go to Luxembourg.
I went with Anthony on a train from Brussels, just me and him. I said, dude, we take a train ride with Daddy. Daddy wants to see Bruges. And we were in Brussels, and we went, and we had a great time. Like, it was just...
You have some Brussels sprouts? You're over there?
No.
No?
Man, come on.
Speaking of food... I asked Andrew this during the timeout. I want to see if you're in on this.
He is. He's such a bad American.
Yes. I'd go over there and get French fries.
Oh, by the way, they're amazing. They're frites.
Frites?
Are incredible. The best French fries on the planet are in
Brussels?
Belgium.
Oh, okay. I did the frites in Paris.
Yeah. I got news for you. The Belgian fries are the best fries in the history of a fry.
Did you have a Belgian waffle?
No, I had a Belgian.
See, I go chalk when I go.
I had many Belgian beers.
Yes,
like when you
didn't need to go to Brussels for that.
Well, actually, you did. Like
when you're
it's
there,
different.
Fresher.
Oh my god!
If you get a draft too.
Oh,
That's way drinking. Better than imported
bottles. So I love, my favorite is Duvel. It's my favorite beer, is Duvel. Duvel, as some people call it.
Mm-hmm.
But I love the Duvel. And they there, it's where they make it. Mm-hmm. It was like these beautiful, big, gigantic, you know, glasses. Like, they almost look like fishbowl glasses. You know, with fresh, like, you know, you get that and fries, like, you know, 2,000 calories, but that's what I love.
You're on vacation. Who cares?
Yeah, well.
Speaking of
this, where I drank that, I was drinking 10 of them a night. They were the greatest.
Speaking of 1,000 calories, probably plus, I'm seeing if you're in on this sandwich. Andrew said he would try.
I'm in.
KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken, is going to put to test in their stores a new chicken sandwich. It's called Chicken and Donuts. It's a chicken sandwich instead of a bun. It's two glazed donuts. You in on that?
No.
For a limited time only. No, no. For
but
Richmond,
that's, but
Virginia,
that's been
Pittsburgh.
Done.
So you don't go, you go Kentucky Fried Chicken and
Federal
Donuts?
Federal Donuts been doing that forever.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is it a good combination? Like the sweetness of
people
the glazed donut?
Love it. I don't like donuts. So I'm...
You're not a donut man.
No.
You're not a donutsman?
Mm-mm.
I mean...
Well, he takes out the dough of the pretzel. He eats the shell of the pretzel.
Yeah, I like that too, though.
Yeah, no, nah, I'm not a big donut guy.
Whereas I'm the dough pretzel guy.
Yeah. No, I'm out. But, and I'm not big on fried chicken either, so...
Okay.
I'm not a big chicken guy.
I gotta say, it does look intriguing.
But I get where, you know, they've been doing waffles and chicken, they've been doing... I mean, that's just
sure.
Southern staple.
Mm-hmm.
He talked about... Karate Mark, he brought in the chicken and waffles that one day.
Yeah, but the donut
around the holidays.
Federal Donuts was doing that forever.
And they have the bacon donut.
Listen, it's good. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, you know, it's just not my indulgence. I just gave you my indulgence.
Mm-hmm.
French fries and beer.
That beer and that French fry was like the greatest thing ever for me. That's me.
All right. I got a couple of tweets here. I got to read these to you. Bonnie tweets in, she says, my opinion is Carson hurt his ribs. I know why he grabbed his side. I broke my two ribs riding and it hurts like hell, coughing, sneezing, the whole thing. Brendan tweets in, he goes, another telltale sign of a liar is when you answer the question with the question you were just asked. Is it a tactic to buy time and think of an excuse or lie? Carson Wentz, which we picked up on.
Yeah, but here's the weird thing. Is he shocked that he's going to be asked that question?
He should be prepared for
that. Everybody saw it.
He was asked Monday, and he still wasn't prepared today.
We all know. Listen, we all understand that the health of the quarterback is paramount.
Mm-hmm.
We're all petrified over the health of the quarterback.
Yeah.
So when he takes a shot, and the thing was a shot, that you got to know that you're going to be asked that question.
Now, real quick, before we get to Ty, Tim McDee tweets and he says, I can't believe how none of you so-called experts haven't picked up on maybe why Wentz was crying after the loss. I alluded to it the other day. He was really red. I asked Jeff about the emotional aspect of it. And it seemed like guys were really emotional. And it looked like he was tearing after that game.
He wasn't crying because
he was
his emotional outlay.
Well, he goes, his reason why he was crying after the loss, he's lost before. He said maybe he was crying because he knew that he was seriously injured again, or felt like he was at that moment.
Know, seriously injured. I mean, All right. So Tyrone, you were pretty dismissive of the notion that Carson is hurt.
Yes, I don't believe it at all, personally.
Why? Is this just you trying to convince yourself?
No, I don't convince myself of anything. No, I don't need to convince myself of a damn thing. I think that he might be a little sore. I think that this is. With the NFL evolving, I honestly think, and with the Packers also doing it, I think this is load management evolving into the NFL. The Eagles are always one of the first guys to do things with the sports medicine.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it. I think the reason that he answered the way that he answered was because I think this walkthrough day was already in their minds when they got back with the real late night, the 4 a.m., blah,
Listen,
blah, blah.
I think
when they said, is Carson going to practice? When he said, Carson Wentz? I think he was way of not revealing right away. None of these guys are practicing.
No, but he already announced they weren't practicing when he said that.
I'm saying, no, he didn't say all the guys, the team was going to go through a walkthrough on Monday. I think when he said...
No. He did it again today. He said the same thing. Carson.
Carson Wentz.
Carson.
Hey, let's play the audio out the audio.
Here's Monday. Listen to Monday.
Don't pass my sniff test.
I think you're a bit of a rube. You're not a rube. You had Rube tight.
Well, did he play?
Go ahead.
Do you remember that Carson in practice on Wednesday?
Carson Wentz?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Keep going, Andrew. I'm here to laugh.
Of all the other Carsons, this is him today.
Would Carson practice today if you had a practice?
Carson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's fine.
Yeah.
We'll be involved in it.
Yeah. Yeah, he's fine.
Yeah. He's fine. Can't believe you answered that. So funny.
It's telltale sign number one when you have the nervous laugh when there's nothing funny about it.
That you got deception.
Also, didn't the same guy ask the question each time?
Yeah.
McClain?
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't like McClain.
So you're going to laugh at the question?
I think some of that is disrespect of McClain coming from Doug. They got into it a lot last year when he was being all petulant about stuff. I think that if someone else asked that question, you get a different answer. I believe he's sore.
Well, listen, I'm not blaming Doug, all right, because I don't want to give the Lions a bullseye on my quarterback's ribs, so I get it. Like, I don't blame him.
And Newsfield, they had a bullseye there anyway.
However, it's a valid question, and the idea of Carson Wentz? Like, you weren't prepared for that question? The guy got drilled.
He absolutely did get drilled. Also, though, I can't go with the caller, the thing, oh, he knew he was very hurt and he was going to be out for the season. I can't go with that.
No, I don't believe that.
Because why was Ertz crying? Because he's out for the season, too? Guys cry sometimes after losses. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean you're hurt.
No, I think it was emotional. He left everything on the field.
And I think he's probably tired of hearing about how he can't come back, blah, blah, blah. And I think in his mind,
he knew that.
He delivered.
He did deliver.
And the team,
Aguilar
and Ertz a little bit on the fourth down a little bit, even though he was dead tired, let him down. Yeah, and I think in his mind, he was drained because I did deliver
the
comeback.
I agree with that.
And my guys, and he can't say that, the guys let me down. I didn't let them down.
I agree.
Yeah, it's like my dad saying, I left the field that we had the lead.
What's going on with the Mike Mussinelli show today?
Mike's obviously going to answer this question. He's going to have his opinion. I have no idea he does that on purpose. I have no idea what he thinks about this, and I will not know until 2 o'clock, so make sure you tune in for that. We'll have McManus on. We'll get his take on this as well. And then the Phillies, they...
Who?
Kill.
Listen, Jason Stark is on. Jason Stark is on.
Oh, my God, the Phillies.
And it won't necessarily be about the game. There was a story today in the Inquirer. We saw it about the complacency from the front office. And I think Jason will answer whether or not they put this team and even Gabe in a bad spot by not upgrading this roster.
Oh, my.
I tell you what.
You don't think that's fair? I understand all the Gabe issues.
They absolutely put Gabe in a bad spot.
And Mike is on the record of saying he wants Gabe out. He already said it.
What am I saying?
I see your face. I think also, though, bad groceries.
I got no time for that team. I got no time for him. I got no time for that team, man.
Let me ask you one question, though.
I am so angry at them. I am so angry that I ignore them out of anger. I ignore Klentak and McPhail.
What? I just want to get to the question because you guys got the 5K day coming up.
Yeah, I want to ask you this question. Oh, yeah. If you got to make a choice.
Don't get me started.
And keep one or the other.
Uh-huh.
So you're going to fire one or the other. You firing or keeping Klentak, or you firing or keeping Gabe? You can't get a joke. Don't go both.
No. In that scenario,
to me, it's a simple answer.
For me, Gabe stays in that scenario.
Boom. I'm with you. And Klentak.
In that scenario,
sayonara.
Gabe stays.
Yep. See ya.
What has Klentak done to keep his job? I'm sorry.
Yep.
It's
his organizational philosophy. Andrew, we were looking at the numbers earlier today. Gabe in his career batting average first pitch 325.
Oh, yeah.
325 he hit first pitch.
He knows that swing first
pitch. He knows he's swinging first pitch.
Kill!
Yeah. You're listening to 97.5. Thanks, Ty. The Fanatic WPN Burlington, Philadelphia, Beasley Media Group Station. And we broadcast in the Xfinity Studios only from Comcast.
Kicking ass and taking names.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.